Back here on the Greenville Reds Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside special assistant to the general manager in the Cincinnati Reds organization. Oh, and by the way, he's also former All-Star, Gold Glover, Hall of Famer, Barry Larkin in town here in Greenville, Tennessee for the first time as a Reds affiliate. Mm-hmm. Barry, what's the initial impression of everything here in Greenville, Tennessee?
Well, we haven't lost a game since I've been here, so I'm very happy now. You know, nice facility. People have been very receptive. Looks like a really good place to play some baseball. I know the players feel comfortable here. The manager feels good about the chances of the team here. We've had some pretty decent crowds and some winning baseball, so things look good.
Now, as I was leaving the ballpark last night, had a chance to see you staying late working with Brian Ray in the cages. Obviously, the game had ended for quite a while by then, and obviously you've taken the time to spend some time here late and work with a player who was just drafted. What was it like getting a chance to work with Brian, and what were some of the things you were working on with him without getting, obviously, into too much detail?
Yeah, you know, it's basically the same thing. It's all about confidence, trying to really kind of help him kind of craft his routine, if you will, talk about some of the basic things that he tries to do as a hitter. You know, so nothing out of the ordinary, just to be available. And, you know, I saw him on my way out. I was already dressed, and I saw him, and that's my job, to work with the player. So I was glad that I had a chance to work with him, and he was appreciative of it. And, you know, hopefully we were able to clear some things up for him mentally.
And one of the other guys we saw you working with yesterday was a guy who's going to make his debut at shortstop today for the Reds organization. That is Jonathan India, who is the top pick in the draft for Cincinnati this year. Has looked really good over at third base. Obviously, Miguel Hernandez really talented at shortstop here as well. But from some of the things you were working on with him, what are your initial impressions of just watching him play and watching him defensively, both at third base and then during practice at shortstop?
You know, I think for any new player, it's about establishing yourself. So and really kind of establishing a relationship. So a lot of what we have done, not just myself, but, you know, Guki, the manager, and some of the infield guys that he's going to work with and have worked with in the past, is just to kind of see where he is and what he wants to do. You know, I talked to him. He talked a lot about playing shortstop. So really it's kind of a chance to kind of assess where he is, what he thinks he is, what he thinks he can do. Allow him the opportunity to do it, and we'll see how it goes today. But it's really just about establishing a relationship and, you know, just trying to make some kind of bond and some kind of connectivity so that the learning process can begin.
Now we talk about the other shortstop that's played primarily at shortstop all season here. Miguel Hernandez has played really, really well. He's played a good shortstop, made a couple of really incredible plays throughout the course of the season, and of course has produced as well at the plate. He's been in the organization for a little while now. Have you seen him before you were here in Greenville, and what's been the impression he's made on you so far in his young career? Because obviously he's only 19 years old.
He is 19 years old, but I saw Miguel 2 years ago in the Dominican Republic. So he has really come on. He's getting bigger and stronger. He still is a baby out there, and he's got more growing to do. So he's progressing well. And it's a process, you know. You can't look at these everyday results and expect, okay, now I can project what this kid's going to do. He's going to continue to grow. He's much bigger and stronger than he was last time I actually saw him in the Dominican Republic, but I saw him in spring training as well. So he's been, you know, he's been progressing. He's doing well. And I think, you know, the physicality out there is changing, so I think his mental approach will change as his body continues to grow. As I said, he's still a baby. He has a lot of ways to go, but he certainly is playing well, and he's competing. That's all we can want.
Now, one of the great things that I've noticed here in the early going of this season with the Reds organization is people like yourself, Eric Davis, obviously other Rovers, Milt Thompson, Elmer Descens is here. This coaching staff, a lot of major league experience coming in. Obviously, these guys, for a lot of them, just drafted. Some of them the first chance to play here outside the complex or in the United States. How important is that for this organization, maybe from your time when you were in the minor leagues or in the majors with Cincinnati, to now to, you know, have people like yourself come down here and work with these guys to, you know, sort of have them pick your brain a little bit and know what it takes to get up to that level they all want to be at?
You know, I think one of the things we've done well in this organization is kind of assembled a really good minor league coaching staff. And I feel like those guys have the everyday relationship with these players. And then as Rovers, and the guys you mentioned, our job is to go around and to see these players, not only work with the players, but work with the coaches and then to kind of reinforce what those everyday coaches are saying to these players. And I think we do a really good job of that. So, you know, it's just another resource. These guys are really lucky to have the coaching staff that they have every single day with them. And then to have a rover come in, such as myself or Eric Davis or Elmer, to kind of reinforce some of the messaging that they're getting every single day, just kind of makes them feel good and confident that the way that they're working is the proper way.
And you talk about this coaching staff, a really great group here in Greenville to start this relationship. Gookie Dawkins, Chad Cordero, Daryl Brinkley, Reggie Williams, a lot of these guys with major league experience, and Daryl a long professional career as well. What has been the initial impression of, obviously, this coaching staff that's been around this organization for a while now, but getting a chance to work with some of these younger players? Because from me being an outsider looking in, it seems like they've done a fantastic job.
They have done a great job, and, you know, and it goes back to spring training, and it was, you know, we kind of put the best of breed together. You know, we kind of divided the talent that we have and kind of saturated all the different teams with, you know, a really good infield hitting guy, an outfield guy, and then a pitching guy. And I don't know about other organizations, but I know we as an organization feel really good about the everyday staff. That, in agreement or in accordance with the rovers that we have, I think it's just a great learning environment for these players, and they're lucky to have these guys be around them every single day.
Now, one final question for you, Barry. The manager here in Greenville, Gookie Dawkins, was a guy who came up while you were in the major leagues with Cincinnati, made his debut with Cincinnati while you were there. What are your initial memories of Gookie coming up as a major leaguer in Cincinnati when he was following you around as a shortstop coming up through the system?
Well, I remember he was a young prospect. I remember taking him under my wing. I was a mentor for him then. I'm in his office talking to him, and I'm a mentor for him now. I've seen him grow as a player, and now I'm seeing him grow as a manager, and I'm just very proud to be associated with him.
Barry Larkin, a Hall of Famer, an All-Star, Gold Glover, and now working as a special assistant to the general manager in Cincinnati. Thank you so much for your time. Hope you enjoyed your stay here in Greenville, and I look forward to having you back here sometime in the future.
All right, thanks for having me.
Coming up next in the pregame show, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch on the Greenville Reds Radio Network.